Hey there, this is Emily, and before we jump into today's episode, I want to ask you a question. Are you feeling stuck? Like you're in a rut that you just can't seem to climb out of? Well, you're not alone. And today I want to share something that's a game changer, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed and tired. The kind of tired that sleep doesn't fix. If snapping at your loved ones has become a habit and you're finding more comfort in binge watching shows and chocolate than anything else, it is time for a shift, and I've got just the thing for you, my free Empower You Strengths Assessment. This isn't just any assessment, it's the start to rediscovering what makes you powerful. Stop the spiral and start living with intention. Download your free assessment and start uncovering the strengths that are uniquely yours. Go to theleaptolead.com/guide or click the link in the show notes. Start your journey to a more confident and impactful you. Hey there, and welcome to The Leap to Lead. I'm your host, Emily Rogers, and as a transition and leadership coach, I'm here to guide you on your journey to reignite and reshape your life. Whether you're gearing up for promotion, reshuffling your career, wanting to find better balance, or embarking on the path of business ownership, you're in the right place. Together, we'll share tips and laugh about the mess ups. It's about becoming unstuck, embracing change, and stepping into your power. And I am here with you every step of the way. So let's dive in and let your second act be your best act. Welcome to The Leap to Lead, the podcast where your journey starts. The holiday season is upon us. And while it's often painted as a time of joy and togetherness, many women actually find themselves facing a complex web of family dynamics. So today I want to offer some strategies for handling those potentially challenging family situations, especially for women who are juggling multiple life dynamics, whether you're dealing with career transitions, parenting challenges, your own personal growth journey, maybe something's happening to your relationship. These tips can help you navigate the holiday season with grace and self-compassion. So my first tip is to set clear boundaries. One of the most powerful tools in your holiday survival kit is the ability to set and maintain boundaries. This might mean limiting the time you spend at family gatherings, saying no to additional responsibilities, or carving out quiet time for yourself. So my action step for you is before the holiday rush begins, I know we're sort of almost in it now, but before it gets really crazy, sit down and identify your non-negotiables. What do you need to feel balanced and sane during this time? And communicate these needs clearly and kindly with your family. My second tip is to practice mindful presence. When we're juggling multiple responsibilities, it's easy to be physically present, but mentally elsewhere. So I want you to practice being fully present in each moment. When you're with the family, try and focus on the here and now, rather than your to-do lists or work concerns. So the action step is to set aside specific times to check emails or handle other responsibilities. Outside of these times, put your phone away and engage fully with your loved ones. My third tip, reframe your expectations. Often the holiday stress comes with unrealistic expectations of ourselves and of others. Remember, perfection is not the goal, perfectly imperfect. A good enough holiday that preserves your sanity is far better than a picture-perfect one that leaves you exhausted. So the action here is identify one area where you typically strive for perfection during the holidays and challenge yourself to lower the bar slightly. See how it affects your stress levels. My fourth tip is to create new traditions. As our lives evolve, so too should our traditions. If an old family custom no longer serves you or creates undue stress, don't be afraid to suggest new ones that align better with your current life situation. The action step, introduce a new low-stress tradition this year. It could be as simple as a family walk after dinner, or maybe a round of sharing gratitude in the car or before a meal. And my last tip is to communicate openly and honestly. Many family conflicts arise because of unspoken expectations or misunderstandings. Be open, be honest, and communicate early, and you can preempt any issues. So the action, if you're feeling overwhelmed or you anticipate a challenging situation, have a heart-to-heart with key family members before the gathering begins. Share your concerns and work together to find solutions. Remember, navigating family dynamics is a skill, and like any skill, it improves with practice. So be patient with yourself and others as you implement these strategies. The goal isn't a perfect holiday season, but it's about creating one that aligns with your values and supports your well-being. And here's cheers to a holiday season filled with joy, peace, and self-compassion. You've got this.